Welcome to this weekend's Mentor Moment. Every week, I bring you a brand new mentor. And this weekend, it's Luke Joyce. He took a really old industry, shook it to the core by applying technology, a subscription model, automation, and systems, and completely from the ground up, built a brand new way of working that is smarter and far more scalable. Here is your mentor, Luke.
Yeah.
Where does this go, Luke?
It goes big. You know, I kind of want to become, like, what's happened with us in kind of Dublin is we've kind of completely taken over that kind of residential space. You know, like when I was first starting, as I said, it was kind of 2-3 vans, was massive residential window cleaning company. We're up to 13 now in a couple of years. Like, so we're huge in Dublin. And it's kind of now expanding that nationwide to become huge nationwide. You know, I want to be kind of, I wanted to get to the stage where someone thinks of window cleaning, they think of cleaning company like that instantly, you know? And I think in a lot of places in Dublin, it is kind of like that. I know obviously a lot of people haven't heard of us, but we're in pretty much every estate in Dublin at this stage, you know, at least one house, because we're hitting on nearly 3,000 subscription customers in Dublin. Like, so that's kind of, and we've another maybe 7,000 who just get once offs or other stuff. So that's where I see it kind of in Ireland. And then it's the UK. I don't see why, if we can't get a proper, and reading that Michael O'Leary book at the minute, he kind of seen that and like an ecosystem, like Ryanair, he didn't see it as just, he was flying people back and forth. He seen it as like an ecosystem for traveling, for booking cars, for hotels. Everything was in the one place, all of his kind of big data. And it's all done through that. I would see that as where we're kind of heading. I would think the plan is to be worldwide in the cleaning space. It's then going into every other home service there is, you know? So I'm still building. Like at the minute, it's all these kind of things you keep hitting that you're like, right, as you said there a minute ago, you're doing all this stupid stuff throughout today. So like Sam is my main sales guy. Half his day is spent on things that shouldn't need to be done by a human being. It should just be someone clicks, books in, everything auto-populates, automatically schedules. Like it should be that once you click on the website, you know, a week later, a van arrives and there shouldn't be any human interaction. At the minute, it's coming in and we're still miles ahead of anyone else, but from what we want to do, it's not like, and it's not where it should be. It should be just completely automated, you know, and everything is scheduled right down to that guy who calls out on that van was chosen by the system because he lives 5 minutes away. Like this sort of, that's the level I want to get to.
That's brilliant, Mike.
So we're building our own system to do that, because the system we use now it's limited and we've run out of jobs on it. And it's, you know, we're just bursting at the seams and a lot of things. And we've kind of, this is our main system, but we've 30 other satellites because we've grown so quickly. I've bolted on stuff all over the place.
That's the issue, isn't it?
It's like, just this big.
But that software system will probably like, that could be the big thing, right? We could be sitting here in 5 years and you're like, that software, I never knew you'd get 300 million for that.
Yeah.
Like,
it's,
but yeah, I see this all the time. Like you're like, oh, but start off doing this, but you're solving a pain problem. So you're solving a pain problem for the residential customer. Now you're solving a pain problem for yourself. You just keep solving problems.
Yeah.
Like that's what the entrepreneur experiment is all about. Like you just keep experimenting, keep solving problems.
Yeah. And this isn't a problem we had a year ago. And it's, you know, and there was people telling me, why don't you just build a system or you do your own system? And a year ago, it was like, why would I do that?
It wouldn't make sense.
Service, whereas now we've got to the stage where we actually have no choice but to kind of go on to that stage, you know? So that's kind of where we're at the minute. And like, for instance, I was getting something couriered into town a couple of weeks ago. I was in doing a quote for the Department of Justice and took their keys home and got a call saying, you've taken the keys to the roof. I was like, oh, geez. So I had to get.
That's how you get on a list.
Cloned on the way home. Like, so I was like, Jesus. So I was like, I'll drop them in. And they were like, no, we need them now. Like, so I was like, right, I get a courier. So
the armed response unit will be much shortly.
So I went on to click a courier. I don't know if you've ever used it. This website.
I've seen them.
Amazing. So you go on. You don't need to talk to anyone. You don't need to ring. I'd never gotten anything couriered in my life. Clicked the size of the item it was a set of keys, where it was, what sort of thing would carry it, a motorbike. Like you're just clicking through this thing, you pay, half an hour later, a bike arrives, you give them the keys and that's it. And I just thought, that is amazing, you know? And
that's what it should be.
Yeah, for everything, you know?
The words that turn my blood cold, can we hop on a quick call about this? Mm. I'm like, oh, for fuck's
why?
Sake. You want a 30-minute call about something that could be a text?
Yeah.
Just tell me what you want.
Yeah.
We'll do it or we won't do it.
Yeah.
Simple.
So that's kind of, yeah, exactly. That's the way I'm going. And even for customers now, if they want to change something, they'll have to ring us, they'll have to email us. I just want them to be able to go in and change it themselves, yeah. You know? So there's all this kind of next stage that we're going to, and it's kind of building systems. And I want to get to the stage where I can literally just copy what we're doing now and paste it into any industry. Mm. I think that's really possible, because the only thing that's different is when one of my lads arrives at the property, he's getting out and doing something else rather than cleaning windows. Do you know? Everything else beforehand is the exact same. Mm. The way the customer books in, the way they pay, the way we interact with them, the way they're set up, the way they're scheduled, everything is the exact same, except when he gets out, he's picking up something else rather than a squeegee. You know, that's kind of where I want to get to, because it's all very similar, you know.
If you enjoyed that chat with Luke, go back and listen to the entire conversation. It's episode 378. I'll be back here in a couple of days with a brand new episode. In the meantime, go to MrGaryFox.com, join the free weekly newsletter I send out to nearly 2,000 people. I'll see you back here in a couple of days.